So it can really open up and send a lot of nutrients to the brain. The nutrients would be things like the cerebral spinal fluid and just opening up the fascial that is within the brain and allows it to move more freely, which can help the brain ultimately function better, helping the nervous system, calming anxiety, helping someone sleep better. And that usually is an issue for those on the spectrum, and really just to help them drop down into their nervous system and bring them out of that like fight or flight state.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. I'm Gilda Evans, bringing you the Autism Resource Podcast. This podcast and the ARP website are your one-stop knowledge and resource base for autism and much more. I'm pleased to have JoJo Williams join me as my guest today. JoJo is a certified massage therapist who began working in the field in 2011 and in 2015 left her previous career of 24 years supporting individuals with intellectual and physical disabilities to focus solely on massage. She opened her own business during the pandemic of 2020 and now serves many individuals and families with wellness support. Welcome, JoJo, and thank you so much for taking time to join me and discuss the work that you do today.
Thank you for having me, Gilda.
So, to begin with, what is CFT, otherwise known as craniosacral fascial therapy?
Craniosacral fascial therapy is a very gentle modality that is helpful for lots of people. It's a modality that really addresses the fascial system and our cerebrospinal fluid that is running throughout our spine. It basically gently unwinds and releases any accumulated fascial strains that might be in the body that may be impairing mobility and supports better brain function.
So, I think you've answered it, but just to go into a little more detail, how does our fascia affect our brain and body function?
Good question. So when the fascia becomes overly tight and restricted, it can present issues in the body affecting the way we move, the way our brain functions, how will we sleep, how will we feel. So the fascia has a big role in our overall health and well-being.
So, how can CFT then help someone with autism or another neurodivergence or physical disability?
CFT can help someone who's neurodivergent or on the autism spectrum to invite the brain to function in a different way. There often is a brain impairment or deficiency with those on the spectrum. So it can really open up and send a lot of nutrients to the brain. The nutrients would be things like the cerebral spinal fluid and just opening up the fascial that is within the brain and allows it to move more freely, which can help the brain ultimately function better, helping the nervous system, calming anxiety, helping someone sleep better. And that usually is an issue for those on the spectrum, and really just to help them drop down into their nervous system and bring them out of that like fight or flight state.
I imagine that would also be true for someone with physical disabilities.
Yes, that is correct. Often the fascia becomes very impaired and overwhelmed, overly tight, restricting in many areas. So those who have physical disabilities also very much benefit from CFT.
So, if someone decides that they want to try this out, how soon can changes be seen with this sort of therapy?
With CFT, changes can be seen and felt almost immediately within just a few minutes. It might take up to an hour or a few sessions for a more severe problem that someone might be having, but usually the changes are seen and felt almost immediately.
Wow, that's pretty impressive because a lot of therapies take several sessions to really even begin to notice any kind of difference.
Correct. CFT works very fast and it's super gentle, so you almost wouldn't even know that anything's happening. everyone feels it differently. I have found the more that people are in touch with the way their body feels, they tend to feel the effects a lot quicker than someone who may not be as in touch with the way their body feels.
Okay, so who else can benefit from CEFT? This sounds like something that would benefit pretty much anybody. And I'm specifically thinking about parents, caregivers, people who work with those with neurodivergences and physical disabilities. Very often we neglect our own self-care. And I'm thinking that this would be a wonderful thing to add to that routine.
It is very wonderful and very helpful for anyone, including a newborn. So it can be done as early as possible. The sooner you apply CFT to the body, the better the results. Usually after a trauma, whether it be emotional, a physical trauma, an accident, an injury, all of those affect the way our fascia moves and can develop what's called fascial strains or disrupt the flow of our cerebrospinal fluid. So a busy parent who's maybe overwhelmed, not sleeping, stress, definitely may be experiencing what are called fascial strains. And that can be held in the body via just emotions or stress. And that can definitely affect the way the body feels and moves. So it can be very helpful for anyone.
I would think so, especially if you said that it's gentle enough for a newborn. I mean,
yes.
That's really saying something.
Exactly. It is super gentle. I have seen it help just hundreds of newborns with overly tight fascia that sometimes can happen in utero, or if there was a trauma during birth, they can also be born with fascial strains, which make it difficult for them to adapt to being in the world. You know, they are having their neck stuck to one side or just can't freely move. Oftentimes, newborns that are diagnosed with colic, it's actually a fascial strain that they're having in their body. And they're so uncomfortable. And so CFT really can help that newborn be comfortable by releasing that fascial strain that is happening in their body.
Wow, that is super interesting. I would never have related those two things.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, really interesting to know. So
yes.
A lot of your work is done in person, but can someone also benefit from a virtual consultation? You're located in the Los Angeles area, but let's say someone in another state is considering this type of therapy. Would they be able to contact you to explain their situation, explain their symptoms, and see if this is something that might be right for them? And is there perhaps a network of people that you could refer in other areas as well?
Absolutely. I am available for consultations, and they can be scheduled on the phone or as a Zoom meeting. And I'm happy to answer any questions and guide people to a session that might be a best fit or to connect them with someone in their area. There is a provider registry that is in the works on the craniosacral therapy website. And so that is up and coming. I definitely will be happy to refer people there as soon as that directory is available.
All right. Well, then the next logical question is, how can our listeners reach you if they have questions and if they want to know more?
Sure. I can be reached at www.bodyandsoulbyjojo.com. I also can be reached by email at bodyandsoulbyjojo@gmail.com.
And can you please spell that out so people can be sure they're writing this down correctly?
Sure. It's BODYANDSOULBYJOJO.
And that would be .com
or at gmail.com.
Okay, wonderful. Well, thank you, Jojo, so much for your time and for sharing your story with us today.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
If you like what you hear, please subscribe to the podcast. You can find it on Apple iTunes, Amazon Music, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and other popular platforms. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Instagram. And you can always access us and other great resources on our website, autismresourcepodcast.com. I want to thank our listeners for spending part of their day with us. This is the Autism Resource Podcast, and I'm Gilda Evans, reminding you to take care of yourself and that special person in your life.